Mr. New York. It's Mark Simone on 710 WOR.
Well, we'll get to the FBI raid in just a second. Hey, the good news is normal weather this weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful, like 80 degrees, nice and sunny. Boy, the last weekend, that was horrible. 106 degrees, real field temperature. I mean, you couldn't even sit outside. It was just brutal. So a normal weekend this weekend, everything will be good. Joe Biden and his administration and his spokesman and everybody, Biden himself, bragging about we can now report in July 0% inflation. It wasn't 0% inflation. It was still 8.5% or whatever it was. Not zero. What that means, it was flat. You have the worst inflation in the world. It's ridiculously high. And for 1 month, it didn't move. That means it's flat. It's still bad. So if you got the worst grades in the world, and your parents are screaming at you, and the next time you said, good news, 0% drop. Yeah, but it didn't go up. I mean, it's flat. It's at the worst ever, and it was flat for the month. So that's not a good sign. These people, Joe Bartlett, how do we get such idiots running things?
This is government trickery, because he was quoting the consumer price index. That, for month over month, was zero. Because something went up, something down. But it doesn't include food and energy. And I defy anybody to try and live without food and energy.
Yeah, those are your two main expenses. Now, you say, how come it doesn't do food? Well, you remember back in the Jimmy Carter days, you'd read it was 23% inflation, 19% inflation. You know how they solved that? They changed the way they count the number.
That's like recession is no longer two down quarters of GDP.
Yeah, but in the old days, everything was, all the prices, that's what made inflation. But they were getting bad numbers, 20% inflation, double-digit inflation. So they said, you know what, from now on, we won't count food, we won't count energy, we won't count gas. And that's why when you see it now, oh, it's 8%, 9%. But when you see this Biden 8 or 9%, it's worse than the Jimmy Carter numbers, because they removed energy, food, oil, everything, gas from the numbers. This is how they solve problems. These morons, the biggest idiots in the world. Hey, and that's why, if you're concerned about climate change, don't let them do a damn thing. These are the stupidest people on earth. If you got the greatest brilliant scientists, even they couldn't quite figure out exactly what. You think these morons are going to figure this out? Again, I point you to 2007, when they passed the Climate Act of 2007 that was going to solve the problem. Going to stop greenhouse gases, going to stop it. Go back and read the 2007 bill they passed. Didn't do a damn thing. This one won't either. These idiots will never solve any of this. So what is the point of an FBI raid? You know, when they raid a drug dealer, or you see like a local FBI raid, the director is on TV the next day with six people behind him explaining exactly what it was, why they did it, and then if you want to ask these guys questions, each one comes forward. And this is normal standard procedure. This is the biggest FBI raid in the history of the world, because it's an ex-president. We've never seen anything like this, and the FBI director refuses to comment, refuses to say anything. That silence is deafening. Joe Bartlett, how many times have you interviewed FBI people after a raid where they tell you what happened? This is why
they usually have a news conference, don't they?
That's the whole idea. You're right. The next hour, there's a news conference to talk about what they did and answer questions. Ray refuses to discuss it. And when you watch this guy on TV, you'll see the clip. Whenever he's asked, I can't comment on an ongoing case. What? When did this start? You're right. Every time there's a raid, they have a news conference 1 second later. They're always commenting on it. That's all they do is comment on cases. That's why they have a whole department to comment on the cases. They got a spokesman, an assistant spokesman, a press secretary. That's to comment on the cases. So this silence from Ray tells you how corrupt and dirty this whole thing is. It's unbelievable. Ridiculous. You remember when it was Comey held that famous press conference. We went into detail about what Hillary had on her laptop. You can comment all you want on anything you want. Yeah, this is corruption. Nobody was dirtier than Comey But give Ray credit. He's a very close second on this. Now, there's a crazy left-wing woke website called Mediaite. This is a far-left, very biased website. Media Matters is one. Mediaite is the other. Real left-wing, biased, Trump-hating site. So they got a big headline here. Paranoia. Trump convinced he's being wiretapped. And they make it sound like he's a nut for even thinking the FBI would wiretap him. But I don't see it anywhere in the story. They don't seem to mention that he's already been the victim of FBI wiretapping. Remember, in 2016, he claimed they were wiretapping, they were doing surveillance in Trump Tower. Remember, he claimed that?
Yeah.
And the same website, same everything. How crazy, paranoid, what a nut. Well, it turns out it was all true. And not only were they wiretapping, doing surveillance on everything in Trump Tower, but they lied on the FISA warrant to get permission to do it. So I don't know how you can call him paranoid. If it's the last time he said it, it was true. And Mediaite, the last time you said it wasn't true, you were wrong. So I don't know how you can go after him. You remember when they got caught and it turned out the FBI was wiretapping him? You remember all these left-wing publications wrote big articles about how he's wrong. It's not wiretapping because there's no wires anymore. It's all
right,
digital.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as wiretapping. It's done digitally. And he said they came into Trump Tower and did wiretapping. You know, he always talks in that old-fashioned way. But they said he got it wrong, 100%. Fact-checkers declared it totally wrong. They never entered the building. It's because nowadays you can do it digitally. You remember on every Sopranos or, you know, mobster movie, when the guy's suspicious, he goes, well, I got to pat you down. And they slaps his hand all over the guy's body looking for a wire.
Right.
Yeah, there's no such thing anymore. There's no wires. You remember in the movie where the guy would take off his shirt and he had wires down taped to his back and a backpack hidden in his... There's none of that anymore. The device is sometimes put in a shirt button. So one of the buttons on the shirt has the microphone, the transmitter, everything in it. Or they'll put it in a pen that's in his pocket. Or they can put it in his eyeglasses. I mean, it's nothing you can find or pat down or see anymore. In fact, who was that guy? It was about 5 years ago that was so dumb. Some local political guy in New York who was doing something with bribery. And when he met with the guy, he said, I got to pat you down. And you can hear him patting the guy down looking for a wire. And I don't know if that was the name, but he patted the guy down. And it turned out he was bugged, but it was a shirt button. But they used that to convict him of a whole other crime because they said you knew you were doing something illegal by patting him down. And he got himself like an extra 5 years as a result of that. So this whole thing is insane. What does this mean? Why an FBI raid? And why do it now? The problem for that, you know, with that is Biden supposedly had a good couple of weeks killing Ayman al-Zawahiri. Remember all these articles?
Sure.
Biden's big comeback. Biden's had a great week. So why would you wipe that off the news with this? The reason for this right now, and there was no reason, there was no hurry to get these boxes. There was no worry about them being touched or destroyed because Mar-a-Lago was closed and everybody was gone. Trump was thousands of miles away. And the archives people had been to Mar-a-Lago multiple times and always had access to these boxes. The last time they came was in June. They were invited in to see everything, look through everything, do whatever they want. At one point in June, Trump came down while they were there. He wasn't supposed to be there, but he just came down and said, you guys got everything you need? Is there anything I can do? Do you need anything else? And they said no. So there was no reason for the raid. The best guess is, you know, they've realized January 6th, those hearings didn't work. It didn't take. Every Trump hater and everybody in the swamp watched them all day and night. They TiVo'd him and watched him over and over. They just watched him repeatedly. They watched the clips. They watched MSNBC. They didn't realize 98% of America didn't watch, didn't pay any attention to this nonsense. And the few that did watch, normal people, I'm not talking about the Trump haters, noticed that whatever the stories they came up with turned out to be totally fake. Remember they had a whole fake story about Trump leaped into the front seat of the presidential car and tried to choke the driver and... as the Secret Service pointed out, there's no way on earth he could even get access to that compartment where the driver is. And everybody in the car put out statements saying this never happened. Nothing like this ever happened. And the committee refused to read those statements, refused to allow those people to testify. People noticed all that. So The January 6th hearings fizzled, didn't take. That's why they're doing this. So they've tried everything. They've tried a Mueller investigation. They tried a Comey investigation. They tried a Steele dossier. They tried a New York district attorney went after him. Everybody's gone after him. This is like the third time the FBI has come after him. Letitia James is trying to make a case that isn't even actually physically possible. And even that's a civil case, so she knows it. It won't go anywhere. So what do you think is next? What? How far do you think they'd go?
There can be no next. I mean, what could be next?
Well, some people think they'll assassinate him if they can't do anything else. You know what? They'd be better off just shooting themselves because they can't seem to live with this. They can't seem to go on living with this guy in the same world. It's just, I don't know, what the hell did he do to get under their skin?
He just won. He just won. That's it. He beat Hillary. That shouldn't have happened.
Yeah. But, you know, I was going to say Obama beat Hillary, took the nomination away from her, but, you know, he's a woke Democrat. So I don't know how far this will go or how far this will drag on. But would you agree that Donald Trump, now watch this, is the greatest superhero in history? You remember Superman, Spider-Man, you could drop a brick on him, you could throw a safe on their head, you could shoot bullets at their chest, everything bounces off. You got to admit, this guy's beating them at that. Everything they've done to him does not stick. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Nothing has stuck, no. No, I'll give him that. He's a better man to put up with all of this stuff, and even... You know, I would have just said that's it. You know, I'm out of here. I'm not going to get involved in any of this crap anymore. But he plods ahead.
You got to give this guy credit. Do you ever have a problem? Something happened. You got a little problem that's come up, and you can't sleep at night, and you're trying to go to sleep, and you lie awake thinking about it. Look at this guy. He, with all that happened yesterday, as soon as his head hit the pillow, he's fine. He loves this stuff. He loves trouble. I've seen it not just with him, but a lot of guys like. A lot of billionaires, a lot of those guys, they love trouble. It's another chance to win, another chance to prove themselves. They hate calm. They hate peace. That's how they got to be, guys like them. So, there's a new poll out. This is pretty serious stuff. 59% of America now concerned about Biden's mental health.
Oh, geez.
59%.
What's the matter with the rest of the people? They may have mental issues.
Well, they may not be following all this. If you go check my webpage every day, you've seen these videos. And I think a lot of people, the one, it's up on the webpage if you look at it. But you know, the one where he's trying to put his jacket on and he can't figure out how a jacket works.
That's bad.
He can't figure out that there's an armhole and a sleeve. And I'm not kidding. Go look at the video. Cannot figure out how to get it on. Just can't figure out how to can't. Get it done, and his wife has to come over and help him. And then there's the other video where they're at a speaking thing. Schumer's making an announcement, and then he's done, and Joe Biden shakes hands with Schumer. Schumer turns away for 1 second and then comes back, and Joe Biden tries to shake hands again. Doesn't remember they shook hands. You'll admit that if you saw that, you would think, we got to put this guy in a home, wouldn't you?
That is worse than any video you've seen up until now. Standing there trying to shake hands with a guy you just shook hands with. How stupid do you look holding your hand out there and you just shook hands with a guy?
It's up on the webpage if you don't believe me. You can go look at it right now. He shakes hands with him. Schumer turns away 1 second. Then when he comes back, Biden tries to shake his hand and Schumer doesn't, obviously, just shook hands with him. And look at Biden's face. He looks hurt. He's upset. Why won't he shake my hand? What the hell's going on? Look how upset Biden looks. If that were your father or your uncle or your grandfather, you'd say to somebody, I think we'd have to put him in a
take away the keys of the car for sure.
Yeah. Biden is like that joke about that. Remember that old joke? The guy goes to the psychiatrist. I can't remember anything. I can't remember what happened a week ago. I can't even remember what happened an hour ago. And the psychiatrist says, well, how long you had this problem? He goes, what problem? That's Joe Biden. That's this guy. And we were talking about this before, the standards of Democrats and these woke left-wing nuts, they have no standards, no respect for you, no respect for anything. The fact that they would put in this feeble invalid. I mean, I could understand if you had to get just anybody. Let's just get a stooge and put him in. But pick somebody that's breathing, somebody that can walk around and to leave this guy in there. You know, the thing is, whenever you're president, you got to pick a vice president that's worse than you, They call that impeachment insurance. So nobody will impeach you because they don't want the vice president to be worse. Give Biden credit. How the hell did he find somebody worse than him? He did it. A giggling drunk is his impeachment insurance. So well, let's just hope in November. And I think most Americans looking at this raid, that was the biggest mistake, biggest tactical error Democrats made. Most normal Americans, even the ones who can't stand Trump, they don't like him, they're saying to themselves now, you know what, enough is enough. This is getting crazy. We got to have checks and balances. And if Biden's going to stay or Democrats are going to stay in the White House, let's have a Republican Congress. Hopefully we do that in New York, too. Fill the city council with Republicans. Get rid of this congestion pricing, this talk of getting rid of everything. You know, no more cars, just bike lanes. It's all ridiculous. Can you imagine that? Let's take away half the lanes in all the streets. And now we're trying to figure out why there's congestion. anyway, we'll take some calls in a minute. 800-321-0710 is the number. Check out their webpage. If you don't believe me, watch these two Biden videos, one where he can't figure out how to put his jacket on, and watch the one where he shakes Schumer's hand, and 1 second later, he can't remember he did it and tries to shake hands with him again. It's frightening. Also, take a look at this Letitia James video. This is her through the years saying on the record that she hates Donald Trump so much that she's out to get him, that she has a personal vendetta against him. And think about how she didn't recuse herself from this case. That's totally unethical. And she's the attorney general. Take a look at the video. And we'll also watch this one. Here's the ultimate hypocrisy. Watch this video on how Mexico deals with illegal aliens. Watch what happens when you cross Mexico's southern border and what they do to you. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
It's Mr. New York, Mark Simone on 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. 800-321-0710. Let's go to Chris in West Hampton. Chris, how you doing? Oh, sounds like we lost him. All right, let's try Russ in Connecticut. Russ, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. You know, Trump is just, he's just relentless. The guy's unbelievable. I watch his rallies. Nothing seems to faze him. I mean, the man is just... He goes nonstop, and he's just incredible. And I'm praying he'll get in the White House in 2024. I'm praying. I mean, the man is just he's putting up the fight for everybody.
All right, thanks for calling. You think Joe Bartlett, that Merrick Garland and Chris Ray and all of them are secretly being paid off by Trump to help him get elected?
Yeah, see, that's the crazy thing. Democrats don't realize they're really making him more popular than he is. Or was.
I you know, talk about conspiracy theories. I think Merrick Garland and Chris Ray are getting paid off by Trump. And Letitia James. I think they're getting paid off by Trump to help him get elected, because that's all they seem to be doing. Let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Vincent, how you doing?
Mark, Joe. Mark, Merrick Garland seems like Margaret Hamilton of The Witch of Oz in drag, but in reverse, that with that voice of his, he sounded with that typical NPR voice. Mark, the FBI must have really lost its sense of decorum, because the last time my house was raided, my apartment...
What?
They let me stay in there. There must have been the whole precinct in my house. And
why were you raided?
Empty-handed. They went out, left my house with their tail between their legs, because at the last minute, when they thought they had the goods on me, I noticed there was a bedding slip on top of the mantle of the fireplace, and I just slowly sauntered over to the mantle and put the bedding slip in my mouth right in front of the cop and the lieutenant, and he went bananas in my house. Mark, what I wanted to ask you and Joe is Paul Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi's son, are they going to benefit from the insider information about the companies that are receiving money in this CHIPS bill?
And of course,
we know
but
that, Taiwan is a major manufacturing company of chips. What was Pelosi's son going over there to do?
She's got this son, Hunter Pelosi, and he was there for deals and all that stuff. You know, it's legal, believe it or not. This is how corrupt Chuck Schumer and all these congressmen and women are. They've got legislation in place that they're allowed to insider trade. anybody else can go to jail, but they're allowed to do it, and nobody's going to ever get that overturned because they won't vote to overturn it. They're allowed to. But I don't know. Does that apply to their husband and their son and everybody else?
Well, Pelosi, believe it or not, claims she doesn't talk that business with her husband.
I don't think she talks to the husband at all. He gets caught drunk driving with somebody in the car who disappeared.
Yeah, right.
And anyway, Vincent, thanks for calling. Yeah, that Paul Pelosi. And she does have a son. You know, it's fascinating. She has a son who's a Hunter Pelosi, who's on this trip with her, doing all kinds of weasel deals and is tangled up with some companies that are very sleazy. And have you heard anybody mention it?
No.
See any coverage of that?
No. Nothing to see there.
The FBI has all kinds of evidence sitting there about Hunter Biden's guilt, and they refuse to even look at it. Have you seen any evidence of that? I know you kept hearing, oh, there's a grand jury looking at Hunter. As Miranda Devine said today, at a snail's pace, Hunter will be in an old age home by the time they make any headway in that case. When we come back, Jake Novak will be with us. Now, here's one smart guy who can explain the ramifications of all of this kind of stuff. Also, hey, we'll ask him, what does that 0% inflation mean that Joe Biden was claiming? And is it going to get worse? What about your portfolio, your 401k? We'll get to that coming up on 710 WOR.
The Mark Simone Show, Mr. New York, 710 WOR.
Well, here's one of the smartest guys around, Jake Novak, great columnist, editor, producer. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Jake Novak on Twitter. It's JakeJakeNY at Twitter. JakeJakeNY at Twitter. Jake Novak, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. I, listen, Mark, I'm looking at all this video of the, you know, the FBI and all the boxes and stuff they took out of Trump's house, and I'm thinking, could I, maybe I don't need to do 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Will these guys come and clear out my garage for me?
Yeah.
Honestly, if all I do is I wrote an editorial saying, you know, the FBI shouldn't do this. Could that get me raided? Because I've got a lot of boxes I would like them to take out of my house over the weekend.
That's a good point.
I'll even open the door for them. Seriously, they don't have to break the lock or anything.
I don't get into crazy conspiracy theories, but you think it's possible that Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland are getting paid off by Donald Trump to help his campaign, to help kickstart the. Why would they think this is not going to help Donald Trump?
Well, you know, this to me, it's just funny because this is happening in real time right now. I wonder if anybody in the FBI or the Democratic Party or the Justice Department is looking at what's going on in Israel. This is exactly what has been going on and being done to Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel for really the last 6-7 years. They've been indicting him on every single thing under the sun. Civil cases, criminal cases, and stuff like that. Now, in his case, it didn't help his popularity, but it also didn't hurt it. It had no effect. And he's just as likely to win the next election they have in November as he was the ones before. I don't know if he will, but my point is, it's kept him viable. It's kept his name in the news. It hasn't hurt him. It hasn't really helped him. And I think we'll have something similar with that. Now, in the case of Trump, I think you're right. Initially, it could very much help him. I have to tell you, Mark, if it turns out that this raid really is about what was in 10, 15 boxes that the archives knew and everyone else knew, you know, was in his house anyway, and maybe he shouldn't have had it, fine, you know, but if that's what this was about, boy, no wonder they're not having any press conferences or saying anything about it, because who cares? I mean, honestly, listen, I don't like how the political class gets a separate set of rules. So, you know, I wouldn't like to see an average citizen be arrested for this. But the answer isn't to go and have that kind of a raid. I mean, if all they were doing was getting boxes, you know, with the materials inside, everyone knew in the government what they were, then this is really, really a bad optic. And of course, the only thing we've heard, Mark, in the last 3 days from the DOJ or the FBI is Chris Wray last night saying, "I denounce the threats against me and my boss," which I denounce them too. Any idiot who's threatening those guys, should have their head examined, or worse. But that's all you got to say? Don't attack me. I mean, this isn't 1775. I mean, who do you think these people are? It's so sickening and silly.
You know, when he says we can't comment on a case, all you got to do is think back to every raid they ever did. There's a press conference 5 seconds later where they're making the announcement and commenting and taking questions. How does he get away with this lie?
Because we're just not holding the feet to the fire. You know, I'll give you another thing that's really, really troubling that we're seeing. Not only are we not seeing these, like you said, no one is saying, hey, come on, Chris. You could at least say national security. You could say, this is a national security issue, I can't comment. That would give us a little something, right? Okay, then we could say, okay, they're claiming it's something like this. Instead of, oh, I can't comment. Oh, by the way, don't threaten me and my boss. You know, that's all he's got to say. But, you know, what bothers me also is, look, the news media has a special job here. Not to smear, but to hold these institutions' feet to the fire and hold them to account. Now, if an individual FBI agent or even a director is being smeared or attacked in a certain way, it's not, and the media believes, you know, an individual channel or newspaper feels that this isn't fair, they can absolutely denounce that. But to stand up and say the FBI is a lofty institution, is a fantastic institution and should never be criticized. That sounds like Pravda to me. That sounds like something in Soviet Union, like the glorious KGB should never be criticized. I mean, like, what the hell are you talking about? The FBI, like, you know, I'm sorry, folks, but the FBI was founded by a vicious homophobe named J. Edgar Hoover, who used the FBI, by the way, who didn't think that a federal police force would be politicized? It's always been politicized. Does that mean I'm attacking average Joe and Mary who work at lower levels of the FBI? No. Listen, who do you think you're talking to? I've did financial news for years, and every time a bank or a brokerage firm was accused of major fraud, the first things the leaders would say, like, well, what about Joe the teller? You want him to – come on. Stop. That's called human shielding. It's an old trick. Anyone over the age of 5 shouldn't fall for it. The leadership of these organizations have always been politicized. Sometimes they do great work despite that, but whether we need an FBI, anyone who thought that an FBI, that a federal police force created in the early 1930s wasn't going to be politicized is incredibly naive, incredibly naive.
Hey, Jake Novak, let me ask you about Kathy Hochul. Our governor has been vicious going after Ron DeSantis, calling him all kinds of names. Eric Adams is going after the governor of Texas, saying he's an embarrassment to the world. Shouldn't these two run down to Texas and Florida and get some lessons on how to run a state from those two guys?
Well, I would say go to El Paso. You know, one of the things that's been missing in all the coverage of, in the case of Texas or places like Arizona, illegal border crossings, or in the case of Florida, how to deal with COVID, is there's not a lot of reporting of actually people on the ground who are happy with it. You know, one of the things that's happened is the individual towns that get over, where's the compassion for the people who live there? And by the way, most of them are immigrants themselves, legal immigrants themselves, or people who are, you know, are here in the country legally, who get really hurt by this. You know, you mentioned Texas. You want to hear something really funny? You know who was one of the first politicians of a town that was overrun by illegal immigrants who complained about it? And the New York Times back then, when they used to be anti-illegal immigration, made him a big star. He was Beto O'Rourke's father. Beto O'Rourke's father was the mayor of El Paso in 1986, mayor of El Paso, and he wrote an open letter to President Reagan saying, hey, President Reagan, I'm sure you're really happy with this amnesty that you've given out, but I'm billing you. You know, this is similar to sending a bus. He sent like an itemized bill to the White House for all the city services that El Paso couldn't afford, from the hospitals to the schools, because of this. And by the way, Beto O'Rourke's father was a Democrat. He eventually had to move over to the Republicans because when the Democrats became pro-illegal immigration, there was no home for him there in that party. I assume I've heard reports that he and his son had a falling out over their politics. But Beto O'Rourke's father talked about this, and this is exactly what Governor Abbott is going through in Texas. This is his state that has to pay for it. This is his state that has to do with it, has to deal with it. And now, listen, you can argue about the stunt, whether it's a stunt or not to send the bus and stuff like that. But this is a policy that shouldn't only be hurting individual states. Here's another Democrat politician who didn't stand for this kind of stuff. His name was Bill Clinton. When he was governor of Arkansas, President Carter wanted to send some of those Cuban criminals and refugees that Fidel Castro emptied the jails and sent them to. He wanted to send them to Arkansas. And Bill Clinton said, oh, no, you don't. And he got a very small number of them into Arkansas. That was it, because Bill Clinton stood up to Jimmy Carter. So these are some good lessons. And listen, most of the people in the news business are either uneducated or too stupid to know these stories that I just told you. But these are these should be well-known stories for people who have been covering this for a long time or have covered American politics for a long time. I promise you, I'm not a 1600 SAT or perfect genius, but both of those stories come to mind right away for me. One needs to really ask why other folks in the news media don't get it. Calling them partisan is probably giving them too much of a compliment. Most of the people I've worked with in the industry have no idea of any history before 1997.
Yeah. Hey, these idiots like Hochul and the rest trying to $35 or $28 to come into Manhattan, congestion pricing. How stupid do you have to be to think you could do that and not hurt New York?
Well, I love how they don't provide the services to make transportation better in New York, or they don't stand up to the unions and the other people who gouge us to make it really hard. You know, we're about to get, supposedly, the Long Island Railroad connection to Grand Central. I believe it's 10 years late and 1,000% over budget, similar to the Big Dig in Boston, every major transportation project. Instead of charging people $35 to drive in the city, give us more options other than driving, which you could do. Now, I understand it's expensive, but one of the reasons why it's so expensive is because these same politicians would never in a million years tell the unions, hey, listen, guys, you're gouging the public. Then the union says, okay, we'll mobilize on election day against you. And that's the way it goes. You know, they're real generous with other people's money, which is why politicians negotiating with the federal unions or state unions or city unions should never be allowed. It's not their money, and they need their votes, or they need them not to take their votes away. So my take on all of this is it's a terrible. It's almost like saying, look, I wasn't there for you as a child to build your house, to raise you and to give you food and give you a house. And now that you want one, I'm going to charge you more for it because I didn't save up for it in the first place. This was their responsibility to create more transportation options over all these years. You know, we finally got the Second Avenue subway after a 50-year delay. We're finally getting this Grand Central connection after a gazillion-year delay. There's no other way to get to New Jersey other by car or by bus because New Jersey Transit trains are terrible. That's your fault. Why are you gouging me over it? Why don't you go to the unions first and say, hey, I need you to do something for cheaper? You know, or why don't you get a private company? That's an even better idea to manage the transportation problems. How about that? Of course, they won't consider that, but charging me $35 to go downtown, that they're all for.
Wow. Very well said. Excellent stuff. That's why you should follow Jake Novak on Twitter. It's JakeJakeNY at Twitter. Jake Novak, brilliant stuff. We'll do it again soon. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Have a great week, everybody.
All right, take care. And everybody check out the webpage. Now, you see this new poll has come out. 59% of America thinks Joe Biden has mental health problems. Take a look at the two videos up there. It'll show you why people are really, really, really concerned right now. These two videos of Joe Biden. Also, Letitia James, this is totally unethical. Watch this montage of her over the years saying she has a personal vendetta against Donald Trump, that she's out to get Donald Trump. How she could not recuse herself from this case, it's just unbelievable. Oh, also, there's one other video you should look at up there. It's on, watch this little mini documentary on how Mexico handles illegal aliens. Watch what happens if you cross Mexico's southern border and what they do to you. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
He's got the New York news before it's news. Mark Simone on 710WOR.
Well, Buck and Clay are coming up next, and Sean Hannity and Jesse Kelly and John Batra. They'll continue the discussion. Everybody talking about this FBI raid. We don't want to get into crazy conspiracy theories, but who knows? Maybe Chris Wray and maybe Merrick Garland have been paid off by Donald Trump. Because this raid sure helps him. It sure helps his campaign. It sure helps make the case for him in 2024. And it really helps Republicans take control of Congress in November. Because most Americans, normal, independent Americans, even those that don't like Trump, look at this raid and they're saying to themselves, this is ridiculous. Enough is enough. They're getting crazy. We need checks and balances here. They're out of control. Yeah, but that's Donald Trump. He's multiple investigations. Yeah, and not one of them has come up with anything. So the one thing we learned, this must be the cleanest guy in the world. 1,000 investigations have found nothing. Well, we're out of time. Hey, I'll be off tomorrow. It's August, so I take a lot of Fridays off. But I'll be back on Monday from 10 to noon. I want you to have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. See you Monday on 710 WOR.